New Year's Eve special, and which we will spend some time together in the Word and in communion, and then we will end with Auld Lang Syne, and so we have several things to take our care of. Let's begin with word of prayer, and then we will sing, and then we will go to our study. Let's begin with a word of prayer.
Here comes Brian.
Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that our God is real, that our God is in control. Right now in the world and in our country, things are not too stable. But our soul remains stable because of Jesus Christ and His Father. We pray, Father, you lead us tonight as we worship with each other, study from the Word, enjoy communion, enjoy time together. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, let's take our hymnal and begin with number 35, How Great Thou Art, verses 1, 3, and 4. Verses 1, 3, and 4. How great thou art. Now, we really don't have a director, so let's all just sing like you're at home and turn on the music at home. So let's stand and sing together. How great thou art. Special that you know of, we want to be in prayer about tonight.
Ryan Sinclair.
Ryan Sinclair, absolutely. How's he doing?
Just about the same, not getting any worse, but he's still not recovering.
Let's continue to be in prayer for Brian Sinclair. And I have a special one. My friend Bobby Dean, the pastor in Houston, came down with COVID-19. And he's supposed to go to over Russia area about the middle of the month. So whether or not they'll let him go or not is going to be greatly questioned. So let's be in prayer that he'll be able to go back, continue on with his ministry in Africa. All right, excuse me, in Russia. All right, anything else? All right, let's begin with a word of prayer and begin our study that we're going to look at tonight. We're going to look at an interesting verse, passage, in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. And it's a challenging period. And that's why I chose to do it for this night. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the Word of God, that we can study it and tell others about it. We pray, Father, your Spirit will open our eyes now to things you'd have us to see in this passage. To this end, Father, we pray in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen. As we move into this, I don't know how many of you understand how close our Constitution is to being closed out, especially in regards to our state's rights. And I say that because the state of Texas and with four other states went before the Supreme Court to bring to them issues about the voting, and they refused to even listen to it. They refused to hearing and paying legal attention to the script, these critical case of voting rights. There's nothing that can be done once the Supreme Court says no. Nothing can be done. Therefore, their decision ends the rights of state rights, as we understand it, in our Constitution and in American history. This is should cause every one of us to give thanks to God concerning the justice of God in all cases upon which the justice of God makes decisions. Just then, just think of the dilemma your own just could be if you had a judge who was unfair. For example, am I going to be in heaven or in hell? Am I going to make it to heaven or not? People, God has made it clear that every person who has believed in Jesus Christ as Savior will spend eternity in the presence of Almighty God. He has been received of the justice and righteousness of God, and therefore he will be fair to everyone to spend eternity. The just of God has made an eternal decision that everyone who has believed in Jesus Christ as Savior is guaranteed to spend eternity with Jesus Christ and with God the Father. You can rest in peace no matter how your life has been, whether it has been in sin or in righteousness, in the filling of the Spirit. Doesn't matter. You have believed in Jesus Christ. You are saved with him. You are guaranteed of that security from the justice of God to spend eternity in the presence of Jesus Christ. A clear and honest judgment is found by Jesus Christ himself in John chapter 5, verse 20. We'll not turn to it, but let me just read it to you. Jesus Christ says, I can do nothing on my own initiative. This is Jesus Christ speaking. I can do nothing of my own initiative. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Now, why are we in beginning our New Year's Eve special with these words? For many years, we have taken it for granted about our Constitution, about our freedom and rights. But people, it is not a matter that is up for assurance, especially today by the Supreme Court, by the government. But people, we are given this assurance from the Word of God. We are given promise from him. As we spread his word, we are given his promise upon which we are to define our happiness and our assurance in time. Now, I hope you understood what I just said. I just said, if you have this assurance and this time, to close the year, begin the new year, I'd like you to open in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews, chapter 10. We're going to look briefly. We're not going to spend hours on each verse. Flow through it. Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35 through 39. So let's begin with reading this. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Now you hear that? Your confidence, if you have it, has great reward. Verse 36. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. So we were promised something, and you can be received it or not. Verse 37, for yet in a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, this is our challenge for the new year. We shrink back. My soul has no pleasure in him. And finally, in verse 39, but we are not among those who shrink back to destruction, but those who have faith for the safe keeping of our soul. Now, let's go back and pick up a few things from each of the verses. First of all, verse 35. Therefore, we do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. This is not as speaking, but having confidence in time of trouble. There are many Christians who are without confidence because of the election sitting, the election of our president. But no Christian should be broken into their confidence, lose any endurance toward our God and Father. This should never bother a believer. The Greek word in the verse has starts off with the word therefore. I'm not going to spend much Greek on too many of these verses here, but this one I have to start with. Therefore. That Greek word introduces cause and effect. Therefore, cause of what was before, and effect of what is coming. The cause begins in verse 32, that they have already come under the suffering, but have endured through all this suffering. Therefore, now the effect. That's the cause. Now the effect. Therefore, the effect is to do not throw away your confidence. This is a compound verb made up of two things. All speech as act of speaking. The word means, it actually refers to the need to speak unreserved in language, in speech. This one of the wonderful freedoms that you and I have enjoyed in America. But we are losing this freedom right now. But even in most of the difficult times, we should have the courage, the confidence to speak out for the wonders of Jesus Christ. Not only in a time when there is no freedom of speech, at certain times in life, the Christian may end this. He should have at that moment have the confidence to speak concerning the price, the person of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul spoke these words of encouragement in Romans, while in the jail in Rome, in writing in Acts chapter 28, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness unhindered. People, I think most of the most wonderful thing is to have the boldness to speak about Jesus Christ. I think that's one of the most wonderful things you can have, is that boldness. Not hold back, but have the boldness to speak of Jesus Christ. Especially in time when most people don't even want to hear about him. There are many who we could speak of, but I cannot speak any highly of one man, Richard Wurmbrand, of the devout voice of the miners. Let me remind you of the one of the most wonderful blessings that God, most Christians are given, and most people are given at their creation and birth. That is the right and the power and ability to speak. I speak so thankful for this restored blessing to me, where I really lost it for a long time. And I thank God every day for regaining the blessing to speak the truth of God's word. I encourage you over the next year to read from the magazine The Voice of the Martyrs, of history after story after story, where men, women, and even children, when speaking of Jesus Christ, may lose their very life. So I encourage you to have this boldness to speak of the confidence and the speaking of Jesus Christ. Paul speaks of having the boldness to speak of the mystery of the gospel. It may be right here in America where we will be forbidden to speak how God considers it an abomination to be involved in homosexuality, or even the involvement against speaking about how God is the creator of male and female. But while these are forbidden, I cannot be silent, and I will not be silent, but will speak about the mystery of the gospel, about living in Jesus Christ and believing in him as your Savior by faith alone. These other things that I've mentioned, dealing with God's forbidden and God's creation, these may not be part of the gospel. They're not that big of an issue if we're really hidden forbidden of speaking of them. Okay, we can't speak on those. But people, we can speak on the gospel of Jesus Christ. They will cry out, good is bad and bad is good. But we should always proclaim what's right before God, especially if it involves the gospel. Now in verse 35, got your text, verse 35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. And next in this verse is the promise from God for those who remain with confidence. Note it says, which has a great reward. Now, think clearly what is going on in these few verses. It is not a matter of the loss of your salvation, but this is a matter of losing reward at the judgment seat of Christ. We have well spent time studying on the judgment seat of Christ. You cannot lose your salvation, but you can lose at the judgment seat of Christ. When you first think of life, want you think of two things. First, your life. It is not that long. Even if you have the living to being 80s and 90s. So think of the value of growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his word and telling others of Christ throughout your whole life. Secondly, though, after death. You think about these things, life, death, after death. Not only is there eternal life in believing in Jesus Christ, which is something you can never lose, but you can lose boldness at the rewards of Jesus Christ. There is in the future, standing at the judgment seat of Christ to receive rewards from Christ for maintaining confidence in time of suffering. And one of the categories of reward is given right here. Reward from Christ for being boldly in speaking of Jesus Christ. We look in the new year, think about your death, think about all that's going to happen after that. We're going to stand at Jesus Christ, the judgment seat. We can lose not our eternal life, but we can lose reward promised by Jesus Christ. In verse 36, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Okay, something's promised here. Here's something to to be prayerful in regard to for one another. You have need. Every one of us have various needs in our life. Therefore, I pray that as you go into the new year and throughout the year, that every day you pray for someone, yourself, someone else who needs prayer, something needing in their life, for the needs of one another in life. Think about this from 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. I'll just read it. It's a sad verse. It's a warning verse. But whoever has the world's goods and beholds his brother, this is another believer, in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Now, in the circumstances of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, the writer calls a certain need, need of endurance. Here is a familiar word, familiar to us. Hupomone. You should recall it in the contrast to one another, in our words, in our study of lives. The word macrothumia. Macrothumia we saw in long suffering, in spiritual love. But here, our word refers to need. Not so much endurance of helping one another. That's macrothumia. But refers to need bearing under pressure. Endurance under suffering of circumstances. These are two categories of perseverance in our lives. Here they are. One, endurance toward people. And secondly, endurance toward things or circumstances. So we have the two things. Both of these are put together in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I'm going to ask you to turn. I didn't plan on it. Let's, I want you to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 2 and 3. First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. We give thanks to God always for all of you. This is Paul speaking to his team at the serving at Thessalonica. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers. People, that's what you're going to do throughout the year, being prayerful for one another. Now continuing. Constantly keeping in mind, and note the three things, work of faith, labor of love, perseverance of hope. Now, please bear in mind of praying for each other in regard to these words. Work of faith. This is talking about faith in the Holy Spirit in life. Labor of love. Perseverance in toward one another. And then in keeping perseverance of hope or confidence. Always praying God the Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. America is changing. We need to be in prayer for one another, including China virus, financial pressure, pandemic, the things going on, all of these areas. Therefore, verse 37, 35 of Hebrews 10, let's turn back now. Hebrews 10, verse 35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward. Okay. For you have need of endurance. Slow down here. Slow down to me for talking. Slow down and working here. Slow down. Every one of us have need of endurance. This is something we each, every one of us need. The need of endurance. Why do we want to continue to be in prayer for each other? Why do we want that? So that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Did you think about that? Did you think about that? That we might receive what is promised. Not every believer will receive what is promised. For this is promised to those who keep spiritual confidence in time of struggle. People, if we have to do the will of God so that we may receive what is promised, this is what this word is dealing with. This word, promise, means that Jesus Christ has promised to each believer who fulfills his will in time of conflict. I got that? Jesus Christ has promised every believer who carries on his confidence in conflict. He has made a promise to every believer who does his word, Christ's will. Friends, this certainly, this is carefully receiving rewards promised by Jesus Christ. There is so much going on in the history of the world today. There are believers throughout the world who are under suffering, even death, in places like Central Asia, throughout Africa, throughout China, places throughout the whole world, where people are under suffering and actually under death for believing in Jesus Christ and telling others of Jesus Christ. And people, it is getting difficult, more difficult in America today. Think about this in time of prayer. Something about the COVID-19. There is nothing we can do personally toward one another. But I want you to remember one thing. We can all pray to God for them. Think about anything more important, greater than being in prayer for one another in circumstances in our life. This is a wonderful prayer we have. And remember, no matter what happens in America or even in the world, our God is in control. And his work, all things that's in his plan, they're going to come through. No matter what we like it or not, God has these plans. We're calling his church home eventually. Now in verse 36, Hebrews 10:36, for you have need of endurance. This is the present tense translated this way. Listen to this. You continually have need of endurance. That's the best way to translate the Greek. You continually have need of endurance. And friends, this is a true of every one of us in continually needing this endurance. This is So that when you have done the will of God and the will of Christ, you may receive what He promised. You have received. That is what you desire to receive at the judgment seat of Christ. That is a reality. This is in the middle voice. I love the middle voice here, which indicates something about you personally. You are involved in the receiving. You are involved in the result of the receiving. You should be interested and excited about this time frame. Let's go to verse 37. For yet in a very little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay. Here is the real confidence we have. In a little while. It's going to happen. We know that. In a little while. How encouraging this is to know this is going to be. This may refer to your entire life. But for a time left even of all of eternity of the church, the suffering of the church age is only for a short while. He who is coming, this of course refers to the coming of Jesus Christ, will come and will not delay. We are to evaluate everything in the truth of Christ's coming. There are verses in the Bible talks about, keep your eyes up, looking and watching, waiting. He's coming. So we have to evaluate everything in our life by the truth of Christ's coming. Many Christians are dying around the world in the hands of the Muslims and in the hands of others. But the time will come quickly with an end, and Jesus Christ pulls home the church. But the same, but the way as the one coming will come, the coming Jesus Christ is the reason we have confidence in our life. We have this confidence because He is going to call us home. So we have to move into the new year, set your sights on the coming of Christ. Verse 38. But in this short time, My righteous one will live by faith. This brings our whole attention to us individually now. To you and your personal life. And I pray this is speaking of everyone of Spring Valley Bible Church. My righteous one will live by faith. This is not speaking of all and every believer. This, of course, refers only to the believer in Jesus Christ who lives by faith in the conflict. Now remember, salvation has three parts, has two major parts. First, the removal of our sins by the work of Christ on the cross, and then the giving of righteousness to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. But now, we've come to something special, something more than that, dealing every believer. My righteous one will live by faith. This is taken from one of the most powerful verses in the Old Testament. I'll just read it to you. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Behold, as for the impotent one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous one will live by his faith. This, of course, does not refer to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. but this refers to the few who live by faith daily in their lives. And I want to tell you something. To me, there refers first to those who live daily by faith in the Holy Spirit. And I'm sorry, there are not many that do believe to live by faith in the Holy Spirit. They're not included. Few even know how to be filled with the Holy Spirit by faith. I hope that we move into this new year, that you are not so occupied with politics or anything else going on in the world, and walk away from thinking and living by faith. It could be most difficult in the short time of your life. It is only by daily living, by faith in the Holy Spirit, who keeps your confidence in Jesus Christ and in God's plan for your life. Reward He has planned and promises those who keep endurance in the battle. As we keep endurance during the suffering in the angelic conflict time, we are to live by faith, not by sight. Those of you who have been listening to Kip, he has been talking about this in the issue in the book of Judges, where there will be those who will live by faith and be victorious, while there will be those who will live by sight and will lose out. Many of us have lived by sight. Many of us have lived by sight over the great years of our Constitution. But these days may not be long. Now we are to live by faith, not by sight. Stop living by sight, by what is going on, but start living by faith in what God is doing. Now we have a warning for 2021 in verse 38. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. First of all, this is God who is speaking. This is God whose soul is said to receive no pleasure on those who do not remain confident. And if he shrinks back, please remember, this is referring to believers who shrink back in the battle. Not a loss of salvation, but lose back in the battle. This refers to those who have been spoken of in verse 35, who throw away their confidence and give up their endurance. While here on earth, especially in the time of battle and suffering, the word means to draw back, withdraw, shrink back. It means keep silent. In the middle of the battle, the believer keeps silent. He is one who throws away his confidence. He may think that he is doing all right because he just hides not dying, but living. But what he realizes is lost in losing and being silent, keeping silent instead of proclaiming Christ. If this starts during being the great conflict in America, we have many of those throughout history who give an example through the world. Right now, there are many who are dying throughout the world because of their belief in Jesus Christ. They are witness to us in the battle. Think about that every day. And this, remember, and this number is growing high, larger in America as it becomes darker and darker. What about you? What are you going to do if you're asked about concerning Jesus Christ? Continuing, and if he shrinks back, my soul, think of this, my soul has no pleasure in him. Please remember that at the judgment seat of Christ, there will be many who, for a moment, will stand ashamed for the fact they did not live for Christ. This is found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, a sad verse. Now, little children, remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not draw back from him in shame for his coming. If he shrinks back, my God will drop his soul, will not be pleased in him. Think about this. As we move toward the historically new year lying in front, do you want to cause Christ's soul to be in no pleasure in regard to you personally? I don't think you do. So start now, the beginning of the new year, not to throw away your confidence, your assurance, in continuing to study the Word of God and telling others. Now we close with a powerful call for everyone. Verse 39, but we are not among those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith for the safekeeping of their soul. Now, I didn't even get excited. Now, this is what he's dealing with. But we are not among those who shrink back to destruction, but those who keep faith for the safekeeping of the soul. As to the word destruction, just for a moment, because I could drink some, I didn't know a believer could be destroyed. You can't. No believer can be destroyed. So let's get an understanding. The word can mean destruction. But the word also has other meanings. For an example, the word can mean waste of time. Think about that. I picked that word on purpose. For example, in Matthew 26:8, when Jesus Christ was being given perfume by Mary, they said in reference to the perfume, but the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, why this we wait, this may waste, not destruction, waste. Destruction, not the destruction of the perfume, but simply the waste of the value of the perfume. So it is in this discussion of believers. They wasted away their life. Busy, probably, doing a lot of things, but wasted their life. They're judged toward Christ. They lose out. People, as we look at this new year, ask yourself about your own life towards the year. Is your life wasted away from Christ? Or are you glorifying Christ with your life, growing in His Word, telling others of Him? We do not want to waste away our lives. And the way we do not waste away our lives, the way not shrink away from confidence. But the believer is to live by faith. Living the Christian life by faith in the Holy Spirit and in the plan of God. Please let this to be the courage of your life. Confidence by faith, in faith. Let this be the courage of your life throughout the entire enduring year before us. And remember, only one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done with Christ we have. We'll end tonight by taking, first of all, communion. And we will take communion. And we were going to sing. And we got two different songs we're going to sing. So let's begin with the offering away of our communion. Now, you see, I'm an old man. I have to take communion. I don't even know how many times. And we would have the bread and then a cup. And I've done it that way for years. Now we have a little cup. A little cup to pull out inside the bread inside. It's not really bread, but it's bread time. So we have the bread. So let's see what we're going to be doing. Dealing with the Lord's Supper. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I receive from the Lord that which I also received to you, delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's take the second one. I open it up here. They don't give you just one. There you go. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a cup of the new covenant in my blood. This is given for you every time. Do it in remembrance of me. Now let's open your hymnal to 111. 111. I haven't learned how to do this right. I've been doing it the wrong way for about 45 years. All right, well, even longer than that for late. All right. When I survey the wondrous cross, let's stand and sing together. We really don't have a director, but you're going to come out and be.
And we'll continue.
Thank you so much for the time to be together tonight. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to look. Passage of Scripture, Heavenly Father, I pray your Spirit open up the value of these things, the importance of these things, the reusing of these things in our daily life. We praise you, Heavenly Father, in Christ's holy name. Amen. Okay.
Hey, y'all, could you